Dawkins welcomes Brexit delay, more time for elderly voters to drop off their perch. By Jack Montgomery on April 11, 2019. Prominent biologist and anti-theist Richard Dawkins has welcomed Theresa May's move to delay Brexit yet again, appearing to suggest it will improve the electoral arithmetic for Remain in a second EU referendum. 9-month delay? The longer the better, Dawkins gloated on social media. More time for young voters, who have to live with the consequences, to come of age. More time for Leave voters to drop off their nostalgic perch, added the emeritus professor, who has previously expressed his deep envy of fellow Remainers who are able to apply for Irish citizenship, as he is so ashamed to be English. Dawkins, who at the age of 78 has been eligible for the old age state pension for over a decade, appeared to be making reference to the increasingly common narrative among Remain diehards that, given enough time, Britain's electoral demographics will shift in favour of EU membership, as children more likely to be supportive of the bloc turn 18, and older voters more likely to support national independence pass away. While initially considered distasteful, it is a narrative which is being advanced with growing brazenness as the 2016 vote to leave the European Union recedes further and further into the past, with the British political class seemingly no closer to delivering it. The left liberal Guardian newspaper, for example, published a column titled On Saturday the UK Turns Remain. Parliament must force a second referendum in January to mark what some EU loyalists believe was crossover day. Enough old leavers will have died and enough young Remainers will have come onto the electoral register to turn the dial on what the country thinks about Brexit, explained writer Polly Toynbee, aged 72. The narrative is also gaining traction outside the Remain-leaning media political bubble, with one plum-voiced young man opining that the will of the people in 2016 is now the will of dead people on BBC Debate Night, receiving some 1,200 likes when the publicly owned corporation shared his remarks on Twitter. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.